is a hadith which says, with respect to two favors, most people are at loss. One is health, and one is available free time. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say, Jawani gayi, zindagani gayi. The youth is gone, so your life is gone. Whatever a man can achieve, he needs to achieve it when he is young. You've got the stamina, you have the determination, you have the willpower, you have everything. So what you need to achieve, it's needed to be done when you are young. Man that has passed his youth, 50 and above, now that time is gone. He can achieve, but he can't achieve as well as he could have achieved in his youth. And the man that has reached that age, is over 50, 60, 70. So all that masti that was in him, all is dead, finished. Can't do anything. Ab kya karega? You will have to just sit in the masjid, make subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. What else can he do? So all that was in him, that is gone. It's finished. Go here, come here, do this, do that. All that is gone, vanished. As the Shaykh Rahmatullahi, in Ramadan, there used to be an announcement, those that needed to take bi'at, that are interested in taking bi'at, then there used to be two announcements made for them. One announcement was that there are a lot of mashayikh haqqa was spread all around, and I advise that whoever has got munasabat and compatibility with whichever buzuk, they must go there. Take bayat at the hands of any buzuk that you have got compatibility, you have got some munasabat. Logo ke dekha dekhi bayat na le. Just seeing one person, oh, this person here is taking bayat here, so you must take bayat. No, don't do that. That ends up not pleasant. It doesn't end up right. Sometimes it's dekha dekhi. If you're just imitating someone, you saw someone, so you also feel you should be doing the same. Aapke muh pe bhi pani aa gaya. So sometimes you feel that person is very popular, so I need to go with that person. So you don't look for popularity, and you don't just imitate anybody. This is a wrong way of going about doing things. We rather see where your need is going to be fulfilled. In everything, this is what you look at, is my need going to be fulfilled here or not? You don't look at popularity. It may be popular, it may be very good, but is it going to be good enough for you or not? That's what you need to see. The jacket is very good, but is it good for you? Is it the right thing for you? Or is it not the right thing for you? So this is what you need to see. Is it appropriate? Is it right? Is it not right? People begin to make comparisons. See? This is where many people go off. Say, all right, this person here, let's compare him to that person. So they have a whole table of comparisons, reasons for comparing, and wujuh tarjihat, reasons for giving preference to one over the other. So no, this person is like this, and that person is this person. So firstly, we are not supposed to be doing this, drawing comparisons. That's not our work, that's Allah Ta'ala's work. He will make the final judgment and decision. That's Allah Ta'ala's work. It's not our work. So his work, leave it to him. who we think today to be not good, he may turn out to be the best person. And who we term to be the best person may not be as we think. Why should we get stuck in that area? So one is this, that we need to see that this person is the appropriate person or not. Someone spoke about one Buzurg and he says, no, he seems to be greater than the other Buzurg. So one third person came and explained, hey, look at your need. Is your need being fulfilled here or not? See, it's like one tank, right? And is that tank sufficient for your needs? Look at that. Now, don't look now. What is the capacity of the tank? It's got 1 million liters. Such a big reservoir, 500 million liters. That's the thing that I should be drinking water from there. Don't focus your mind in that way. Look at this. Okay. Is this reservoir sufficient to see to your need? Right. So no, I must go take from Amgeni water. It's got 100 million liters. Spingo Beach, what about 20 million? That is got 100 million. Yeah, it's got only 20 million. So I must take from Amgeni. Now, who's going to go to Amgeni and come? Right. You may not have the tawfiq to go every time to Amgeni. So you look at what is easy available, what is manageable, what you can take and access all the time. Now you're going for that highest one, and you may not be able to access it, you may not be able to service it all the time. So this is one thing that you need to see, compatibility, understanding, accessibility. Look at this. Don't look at the volume, look at what is appropriate for you, compatible to you. The second announcement the Sheikh is to make, some of his khadim should make on his behalf, ke main to marne para hua hu. I don't advise people to take birth at my hands. I'm in my final stages now. I'm old now. I'm waiting to die. So rather you take birth at someone else's hands. So one villager stood up. Villagers are like that. They joan ke zehn mein aaye sahi baat hai wo nikala wo keh dete hain. Whatever comes in their mind, they will say it. So he says, ah, tum to, tu to, tu, they say, don't say tum. Tu to, marne beta hai, kya hum zinde rehne ke liye beta hai, kya? You say that you are waiting to die, or we are waiting to live what? You are in the same train, in the same line as yourself. So it's villages, some of them are good, very, they bring about some nice wise cracks they bring. Okay? Kya hum zinda rehne ke liye baithe hain? So this aspect of youth, generally people, they underestimate it, they don't consider it as important, insignificant. But really, whatever you can achieve it when you are young. See a young child, 10, 15 years of age, you ask him to jump from 10 steps down, he'll jump. Nothing for him. Right? You ask him to run up and down, right to the third floor, 20 times he'll run and come, he'll run and come. He doesn't feel anything about it. You try 3 times, just try jumping the 10 steps once. For 2 days you have to sleep after that. Right? You can't manage it. You can't do it. So, jawani gai is zindagani gai. When your youth has gone, your life has gone. So the real time to achieve is when you are young. The younger, the better. And by Allah Ta'ala also, that youth's ibadat is more appreciated, it's more liked. Surah Kahf, Allah Pak speaks about, innahum fityatun amanu bi rabbihim. They were a group of youth, those companions of the caves. They were a group of youth. Allah Ta'ala could have said, innahum rijalun amanu. The men that accepted iman would have not been a wrong thing. But Allah Ta'ala preferred to say, innahum fityatun. They were a group of youth who believed. To show that Allah Ta'ala appreciates this ibadat. Amongst those people that will be under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, one group will be that people who in their youth they dedicated themselves to Allah Ta'ala's ibadat. Now you got everything when you are young, and especially nowadays, see, there's a lot of affluence, see. And affluence is really a thing to be worried about. It's not a thing to be celebrating and admiring. No, it's something to be worried about. The man that doesn't have much, how much masti he can do? He can't do much masti. I don't have much, what can I do? That they call it rock cocaine or something. That one will cost at least about 100 rands. So the poor man, how can he afford it? He can't service this. But the wealthy person, he can service this habit. If he's got an addiction, he can service that habit. This person, he can't. Right? He needs to go out with the woman or something, he can't afford it. This person can do all these things. Why? Peso ki garmi hai. Is it wealth and the heat of wealth? Then that wealth also has an attitude, you see. Once you have wealth, then you have an attitude. You don't have wealth, you're humble, down to earth. You don't have wealth, but now you've got wealth, now you've got an attitude. Suddenly, you just take a flip. So, wealth has a temperament of its own. And people don't realize it, that wealth has a temperament. As Imam Badri Alam Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, great muhaddith of India, passed away in Medina Munawwara. They dug his grave a couple of times, three or four times they dug his grave. They found his grave as fresh as the day they had placed it. He had dedicated himself to Hadith, Quran Sharif, great respect for Quran Sharif. There was one Imam Sabia, Spingo Rail, Mawlana Salot. So Mawlana Salot used to be Mawlana Badri Alam Sahib's student. So Mawlana Badri Alam Sahib had a lot of respect for the Quran Sharif and used to request him to recite Quran Sharif. Perhaps he was young, and he could recite it well, so Mawlana has to ask. And Mawlana Badri Alam Sahib is sitting on a higher place, he will instruct him that you sit with me in this higher place. You don't sit down. You have a Quran, and I need to respect that Quran Sharif. I can't see you sitting down whilst I'm seated up. These are the things that these old people had, you see, respect. One pious elder from Durban, passed away whilst he was in Jamaat, you know, pious person. So he says that someone asked him, some nephew of his asked him, that we have got everything today, but why aren't we not united, and why aren't we like the people of the past, united, loving, caring, warm, and committed to deen, respectful, why aren't we? So he says there's one thing that is lacking in the generation today is the lack of adab. They don't have adab. They may have everything else, but they don't have this aspect of adab. This was in our age that we had adab. Small person, anything of deen, we respected it. We showed a lot of importance to it, attached a lot of importance to it. So that is what kept everything going, kept it together. But now that is gone, that's missing. So you will have a lot, but you will not be able to put it together. Because each person will feel that I am the greatest, I am better, I am like this, I am superior. Right? There it was a question of respect, so I said, no, I must respect that person. He may be better than me. Right? This person, you know, he is better. You know, he is 1,000 times better than me. So that was those days. And now everybody must recognize me, ya'rifni. Recognize me, just acknowledge my greatness. So when it's come to this type of individualism, you have shifted people away from the mainstream focus to your individual self. Now you have cracked the very structure of deen. It's cracked. Now you'll find individual, but you won't find that collective effort, muhabbat, that type of love generating in our ranks. So these were the things that were found in these people in the past. There's respect and other small things, big things. Quran Sharif is placed, where it must be placed, how it must be placed. Child is taking Quran Sharif, going to the madrasa, coming to the madrasa. Now, A lot of hafizas, a lot of Quran Sharif is being taught. So now they're just holding the Quran Sharif in the satchel, school bag, with other books, Quran Sharif is also placed there. So if that's the respect they're going to show to the Quran Sharif, that like the satchel is shaking below the waist, the Quran Sharif also is shaking below the waist, no respect for it. So well, we are showing respect to it, not what else? Can't worship now. You want us to worship this Quran Sharif? It's an ulta job thing. They'll give a blunt answer just now to give you. See? So it's difficult to even tell them anything. So this was something that was in these people in the past, this respect. In one madrasa, like I say, ulta job, you know. They don't think straight, they are pervert. But in that perversion, we begin to feel that we are intelligent. We are advanced in progress, though we are perverts. So how you have in a lot of institutes, a lot of madrasa, you have a new ustad, you know, a young ustad just graduated now, he's an ustad, you see. He's a teacher. Generally, students don't hold him so seriously. So one young student, he's carrying his meals, he's going with his meals. Perhaps he may be the age of that same ustad as well. So he's taking his meals and going along. And that ustad tells him, ye to khane ke adab ke khilaf hai. Roti ko aur salan ko is tarah se khule taur par lekar ke nahi jana chahiye. Roti and tarkari, etc. Don't take it open like this and move around. You need to cover it up. The adab of it is that you cover it up. Adab of food. See? Now imagine if there's a hungry person, he doesn't have these things available and you're carrying it openly, how he feels. Alright, even if it's not a very hungry person, right? But now you've got a nice pastry, nice big cake with the cream and all that and the strawberry on the top and everything, you know, and you're walking openly, displaying it and walking around the street. People, they desire for that. Whoever it may be, they will desire for that. So this is against that adab. Don't do this thing, it's against adab. Now these things we don't consider as important. And for the moment we feel that no, people, their feelings are dead, see, they don't have any feelings in them. And it's my money, halal money I spent, what's wrong? I mean, it's my halal money. He mustn't look at this food here and all that. He must mind his own business. So we'll begin to think the way that suits us, see. Like, you see, people want to hear answers that they like, you see. They want to hear answers that they like. This is halal or haram? No, not sure about it. Go to the next alim. Halal or haram? This is, most ulama say it's haram. Oh no, I didn't get the satisfactory answer. Third alim, oh no, he says no, it's halal. Some ulama say it's halal. Oh no, I got the right answer. That's fatwa hunting, you see. You're hunting and you're shopping for fatwas. You see, you're shopping for prizes, you know. Christmas time or something, you're shopping for prizes. Now you're shopping for fatwas. Okay, we're going to get the one that you want to listen to. Now, this alim, you must go by him. He's not so orthodox and so hard, and so you must go to him. So, phir ye kya deen hua? Ya ye hunting or shopping hua? Kya hua? Is this deen or is this a shopping spree? It's not deen, this is something else. Deen is what Allah Pak wants. Istafti qalbak. See, your heart is the best judge. Allah Pak has created wa wada al mizan. Allah Pak says, we created the earth and we sent the balance down. So the best, the greatest balance is your heart. What your heart says. A lot of time your heart will say, oh, this is not right. Though that I'm asking the Mulana and I got myself comfortable, I feel appeased that he told me it's permissible. Lekin dil mein kuch safai nahi. I don't find that level of purity and clarity in my heart. There is some reservation. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi is telling you that istafti qalbak, ask your heart. Though someone may say it's permissible, halal, whatever it is, but ask your heart, is it the right thing or not? Your heart will not mislead you. That's the best balance. It's the best scale. So ask your heart. Whoever told whatever he told, but ask your heart what it is. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, a very great Sahabi. Maymun ibn Mihran is a muhaddis and a faqih as well, perhaps a tabi'i. So he asks his ustad Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, how is it permissible? Is it permissible to marry a Kitabi woman? Woman, Christian or Jewish woman, is it permissible for a Muslim to marry her or not? So Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he recited two verses of the Quran. وَالْمُحْصَنَاتُ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْمُحْصَنَاتُ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. That the pure, chaste woman, be they Christian or Jew or mu'mins, they also halal for you in marriage, right? Mu'min, Christian or Jew, Jewish woman, they are halal for you in marriage. So he read this one verse. And the other verse he read, وَلَا تَنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكَاتِ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنُ. And marry not mushrik women, polytheist women, unless they believe. Unless they believe, then don't marry them. Maymun ibn Mihran is a great alim as well. So he says, أَنَا أَقْرَهُ هَذِي الْآيَاتِ. I also recite the same verses. I know about these verses. But I want to know whether it is permissible or not. So Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu recited those two verses again. He recited the same two verses for the second time. He didn't give any other answer from his own side. He says, he recited this verse here. Otherwise, he's showing that no matter what you say, but there is some degree of unclarity in this. The one verse is showing that it's permissible. The other verse is showing that it's not permissible. That these people also are mushriks. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ مَرْيَمُ. Doesn't the Quran Sharif say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثًا وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ عُزَيْرٌ ابْنُ اللَّهِ. So aren't they mushriks also? They also mushriks. Some type of mushrik they are. So one verse is showing permissibility, and the other verse is showing impermissibility, and he left it at that. Yes. So this is a very important issue in our deen. See, you find this muhaddisin, you find Abu Hanifa and the other muhaddisin like Abu Dawud, etc. They say that when we compiled our books, our kitabs, we compiled it from so much, a treasure of say 500,000, like Abu Dawud, right? From 500,000 I compiled it. Then I condensed my kitab to about 4,800 some odd hadith, right? Then from that 4,800, then I have chosen four. And what he's saying, that the whole deen revolves around this four hadiths. Someone practices this four hadiths, then he's practiced his entire deen is practiced. If you practice on this four hadiths, then he's practiced the whole deen. It's easier this way. You see, when you encapsulate it, so the man is thinking, all right, is it falling within one of this? I need to check onto four systems. I must see it onto four systems, put into one system, is it right or not right? The second system, the third system, the fourth system. Now he's passed all the four, now you're going with it. So that means each one of this is like representing quarter of deen, one quarter of your deen. The one hadith he says, innamal a'malu bin niyat, check the niyat, right? So now niyat is like quarter, like so as to say quarter of your deen. Right. Then the other hadith, man salim al-muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. Al-muslimu man salim al-muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. He is cautious with regards to the rights of people. Then he is very careful, very very cautious. Okay, kisi ki haq talfi nahi ho rahi hai. He is not encroaching anybody's rights. He's not breaking. So he's looking at it now. Is this amounting to cheating, treachery, robbing, ghibat, slander, false accusation, you know, dishonesty, does it amount to this or not? You know? Or not wishing well for him, you know. One is cheating, and I didn't cheat the person, but I didn't wish well for him. That's also an important thing. Jarir and Abdullah radiallahu anhu, when he used to sell an item, the seller, the purchaser would give him the money. So Jarir ibn Abdullah should tell him, see, that I have bought this from you for this money. For this money, for this 50 rands, I bought this commodity from you. But really, that commodity that you sold me is dearer to me than the money that I have given you. So I give you an option. If you want to cancel it, you can still cancel. See that level of khair khai, ad-deenu an-nasiha, all coming under this. Ad-deenu an-nasiha. Deen, what is deen? Deen khair khai ka naam hai. To wish well for everybody. Al-Muslim, to wish well for a'immatil mu'mineen wa li'ammatihim, for the Muslim leaders as well as the common populace. You wish well for everybody. Wish well for Allah Ta'ala, wish well for His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wish well for everybody. So I bought this from you, but really that commodity that I purchased that is dearer to me than the money that I've given you. So I still give you an option. If you want, you can cancel this. See, that's the second now, the second level of checking. You're checking, but at the second level. Perhaps it is the same Abdullah ibn Jarir ibn Abdullah, radiyallahu ta'anhu. He went to purchase a mule or something. So he bargains with that person. That person says, well, it's about 20 dirhams. Right? So Jarir ibn Abdullah says, but will you be happy if Jarir, that's myself, offers you 30 for this? And I'll be more than happy. And if he offers you 50, no, more than happy I'll be. And 80, well, I buy this from you for 80. So, well, he thought within himself that this is the fair price. This person is a villager, he's coming from the village, he doesn't know the true price of things. So he's selling it under cost. I'm going to buy it at the price that he is offering. Really, I'm exploiting him. You see. Now look at that. You know, you say that hadith, istafti qalbak. You ask someone the fatwa, no, well, you bargain, he said 220 and you bought it, so what's wrong with that? Illa antakuna antijaratin antaradim minkum. Yeah, it's with mutual consent you purchased, what's wrong with it? See, very quickly you can get that fatwa. No, it was done with mutual consent, what's wrong with it? He accepted the price and he offered the price and I agreed, what's wrong with this now? Why make an issue of it? But dil ka chor, dil nahi maan raha hai. Poor chap, he doesn't know. He's coming from the sticks here. He doesn't know what's the real values of things. So I had to get it to him that this is the true value. Now when he saw, all right, that 80, I think it's about the market, slightly above the market. So he's got a fair price. He's got a fair, got a good price for it. So this is what is called istafti qalbak. Ask your heart. Your heart consents for it. The way you're going with it. So the first level you're going, you're checking the niyat. Then you are, at the second level, you're wishing well for everybody. Deen khair khai ka naam hai. Wishing well for everybody, whoever it may be. Deen is not just selective deen. You see, what we are doing is, we're selecting, pick and choose. It's not pick and pay this. This is Islam. Pick and pay, just pick and choose, pick and pay. That's a different thing. Yeah, it's you do whatever we say. أَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ. Do you accept some and that's that which is not agreeable, then you're rejecting. فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ. Then you'll be landed with disgrace. But remember, you do all these things in deen. At the end of the whole thing, you are landed with disgrace. Disgrace must come you. It must kiss you. There must be disgrace when you do all these type of things, selective and all these monkey tricks with deen. When you start playing with all this, then when you start interfering and experimenting with deen, then you must get disgrace. You must. There won't be a situation where you won't be disgraced. You must be disgraced. That's why the hadith says, you leave out the doubtful things, istabra'a li deenihi wa irdihi. You guarded your respect, you guarded your deen as well. You guarded your respect and you guarded your deen as well. Right? why he left out those doubtful things. You go into a bar to buy a bottle of Coke, for example, right? So the whole thing is doubtful or not. Is it suspicious or not? It's suspicious, it's doubtful. You come back, Muharrab, what are you doing in the bar, man? Hazrat, Janab, I seen you in the bar, what you went? I went for bar one. What you went for there? So you have already compromised your respect. The Muslim already told you in advance that don't do doubtful things. Doubtful areas, doubtful things, don't go in that area. You're going to go, you're going to compromise your respect. You go into a fair now. They call it Islamic fair. Anything you want to do, so they call it Islamic. So everybody can come, you see. That's the game, you see. Let's just say Islamic. So the fair also became Islamic. Right? So now your friend tells you, no, but I saw you at the fair, Mulana. How is it to go to the fair? It's all right. He first tells you that I saw you. Then he asks you, but is it permissible to go to the fair? Because his heart is also saying there's something not right here, man. Something is missing out. I can see there's something not clear here. Koi dal mein kuch kala hai. Something not right. If it was right, he would have not asked. He would have not asked. Nobody asks, is it permissible to drink water? Everybody asks that. Is it permissible to drink milk? Everybody asks. Nobody asks that. Because it's clear. Nobody has any doubt, nobody has any reservation. But they will genuinely ask about this, is it right to go into this place here now? You see, women bumping into men, kapre ka tikana nahi, you know. They haven't got proper clothing. And everything is going on. Someone is bumping on, youngster is bumping, and someone in the corner is talking to one girl on this side. Something is going on this side, someone is going on that end. But now, is it the right thing to do or not? So his heart doesn't feel clear about it. So when you guard yourself against these doubtful things, you have guarded actually your respect, your integrity. You may suffer maybe the pains of leaving out that comfort, that luxury. You didn't take that luxury, but definitely you have guarded yourself against that type of disrespect, dishonor, disrepute. Now for example, see this doubtful things, what happens is from one perspective you look at it, one dimension, look at it as though it seems permissible. Like in Durban Beach, right, for example, Spingo Beach, nice weekend and sunny, and it's a long weekend, 3-4 days, so people from all over the world will come to one of the beaches here, right? So you look at it from one dimension, well, permissible, Allah Pak's Qudrat, you know, you must enjoy Allah Pak's Qudrat, Falam yasiru fil ard, must travel in the earth, enjoy. So one dimension you look, everything is permissible. The other dimension you look at it, you know, dil mein kuch chor hai ke, here there'll be a naked woman walking around. And all type of behavior you'll find. You know, you'll find all type of behavior. And they'll be doing it openly. He's mimicking one girl there, he's doing something with someone, whoever it is, in front of everybody. Sharam or haya kuch baki nahi rehta. Doesn't remain at all. You know, as I was speaking about that four potentials men have, you know, shahwat and ghazab, waham, quwwat and waham, all that. So as though that shahwat is in command now, what? Shahwat is in command. The temptation is in command. Like you'll see on the road, you know, monkeys. And one is climbing on the other, there may be his granny there, his daughter there, everything, all, it's free fall. They don't worry anything. Why? The temptation rules. The temptation rules over them. That's got the better over them. So they got no respect, no morals. They don't have to have that respect. They don't have to have that integrity. Right? So this is the doubtful area that we talk of and how we should be taking care of ourselves. One woman phoned in. So she asks me, how is it to listen to an Islamic radio? Seemed to be, from the voice, it seemed to be an old granny, you know, a little bit more mature. So I asked her, I want to see what's dil ki baat kya hai. You can't just achaya, yes, no, whatever. So I asked her, but Kala, but what makes you ask this question, that is it permissible or not? Don't you see the Islamic? I want to see now what she's saying, you see. rather missing. So she says, I listen to the program, I see one young boy is talking and young girl is talking, hee hee ha, you know, all these old ladies will talk, you know. And it's a very casual talk, this person, the boy is talking, the girl is talking, sweet voice. And old lady is those, see. Bari bhi ka kya puchna, huh? An old lady, you can't confuse her, you can't trick her. Young woman will trick, but the old woman, she knows all the tricks. The man is going here in the corner, here, what he's doing. You've got a double-story house, why is he going to the bottom? What's the problem? So the old lady, she knows everything. She knows, you can't play around. So she's asking, now I see that. Man comes onto the program and the woman is answering, woman is asking and the man is asking. So again I asked her, but what's wrong? But she's saying, but how can you ask such a thing, what's wrong? How can you ask her what is wrong? Is this deen now? In other words, the type of deen that she had seen was pure from all these type of elements. That's what she's saying. But I wanted to take it out from her, let's see what she has to say, rather than me giving it from my side. Mufsaw Rahmatullah Ali, he explained this. There was a real situation. The villager came and he's asking Mufsaw Rahmatullah Ali that, you know, I got a small young brother-in-law, he's just coming up of age now, 13, 14, just coming up of the age. And he and my wife, they talk very informally. And sometimes when they're in that informal discussion, you know, so he may just say, Marilani, you know. You know how they in the and they touch each other and they do this and that, whatever. So Musa wants to see now what's in this villager's mind, you see, Dihati, what is in his mind. He asked him, isme kya hai? Larka hai, ye bari bhi hai, isme kya hai? He's a young boy, you know, and she's already aged now. What are you asking about all these type of things? What's wrong with that? So he says, Na Moliji, na. Malum nahi current kab lag jaye. When that current will strike, we don't know. The thing is that it looks dead now. The wire looks dead, you see. When it will be switched on, we don't know when it will be switched on. Now everything looks dead, you see. It's just a matter of connecting it. See, it's connected. Now that once he reaches his age, he's connected already. So when that connection is going to come, we don't know. See, so these people are sharp. They know about it. They know about it that there's some musti that is going on. So, as I say, that they have encapsulated it, they have brought it down to four, right? So we have to see these four systems, whether it's passing all the four systems or not. Niyat, and the second one, as I said, Man salim al-muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. Then the third system that he has to pass, the third line he has to pass is Min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. Things that do not concern. To leave out things that do not concern, this is considered as part of your faith, you know, a good aspect, a good sign of one's faith. Excellent sign of one's faith is he leaves out things that does not concern him. Not concern him. You're not concerned, why must you get into it? Three people are speaking, then why must you go and interfere there? Let them carry on talking, the two people are talking this side, one person is... So, it doesn't concern you, don't get involved. Yes, if it's amar bil ma'ruf nahi anil munkar, and you have the ability, you go and stop it, obviously. Or you encourage it, if it's amar bil ma'ruf or nahi anil munkar. And as I explained, everybody must do it. The small things, easier things, just tell the people, alright. See a child and he's misbehaving in the masjid, correct him. Someone is fighting outside, try and correct him. According to your ability, what you can manage, not beyond your ability, what you can manage, what you can't, you must do it, correct it, rectify it. Don't just relieve yourself saying, no, that's Mawlana's work. Everything is Mawlana's work, no. But you can bring some understanding and sanity to a person, then bring it, address the person, it relieves the work. It relieves the work, reduces the type of response, relieves the burden, you see. And each person feels, I must do a little bit, let me do a little bit. Like the Dasturkhan, for example, now everybody does a little bit, so it relieves the burden from the khidmat jamaat, isn't it? So many people, so many hands, alhamdulillah, one person is bringing the plate, someone is washing, Someone is passing the soap, someone is doing something, so it relieves the work. Same in deen also, everybody is doing little bit, everybody is contributing, then that whole work becomes easier, it becomes manageable. And especially now, when the population is increased so much, so many converts, so much of population, now we need to increase this. Like how the Jamaat is doing, they have taken on a big responsibility, right? They have taken on a big burden. But that doesn't mean now that we are absolved. If they have taken a burden off our hands and our minds, it doesn't mean that we are absolved. They have taken something, we take something. The easiest thing is to criticize. That's the easiest thing. Biggest, best business, criticize. You don't have to, no investment involved. Everywhere else is a investment involved. But criticize, you just be an armchair critic, wherever you are, just criticize, just let thrive. This person not right, that person. Lekin aapne kya kya, what did you do? Before I used to receive a lot of these questions, you see, they ask, actually tabligh and dawat is supposed to be in the non-Muslims. Why are you going to the Muslims? Tabligh and dawat supposed to be in the non-Muslims, and the tabligh jamaat needs to be told that they must go into the non-Muslims. So I told them that they are different duties and obligations of deen, you see. One is to get the Muslim right. That's one obligation. Not reading his namaz to get him on namaz. He's not fasting to get him on fast. He's on drugs to get him out of drugs, right? So that is one level of work that we need to do. And the other level of work we need to do is to bring people to Islam, right? Now, Tabligh Jamaat have done one work, that is, they're making a good Muslim of an ordinary Muslim. And their hands already got full. And this work, nobody is doing it. You can give that, you can start that off, inshallah, we'll also join you up. After that, nobody asks. Because jahan par kuch karna hota hai, to every hand, sab peeche hat jate hai. You need to do something, some work, then you're going to move away, run away. But to just give that criticism is easy. Pass the criticism, though. Make him do something, get him involved also. When these people criticize, you must get easy ways just to get them involved. This book here was translated and get it printed, very, very beneficial, very good. All right, what you do, see, the translation and the publication will cost about 50,000 rand. Try and organize about 40,000. Now he'll scratch it, he won't do it. But just to give that suggestion is very easy. Suggestion is very easy, free criticism, suggestions is very easy. But where you have to put your hand to the barrel also, to the wheel, then the true colors of the person comes out. So, min husni islam il mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. What doesn't concern you, don't concern you, don't worry, don't get into it. You'll find most of these troubles is because of that. It didn't concern you, you got yourself involved in it. It doesn't concern you, you get involved in it. Leave it. See, there are three halat, must remember, always. One is the past. Past is not in your hands, it's gone. Mada ma mada. It's gone, past, finished. Now they call it all new istilahat, water under the bridge. It's past. Right? Water under the bridge. You can't do anything about it. Right? And the other zamana is the future. Future is not in your control. We can't access the future, can we? Do we have any control, any authority, any access over the future? We don't have any access over the future. We want this to happen, that must happen. This business must flourish like this, and that must happen like that. But we can't access the future. Right. So the past is out of the question, and the future is also out. See, ye mazi to khuda ki raaz hai. It's the secret of Allah Ta'ala. Aur mustaqbil bhi Allah Ta'ala ki raaz hai. It is the secret of Allah Ta'ala. This is also the secret of Allah. Allah Ta'ala knows about it. Right? Lekin what you need to do is exploit the present. To work on the present. That's the most important thing. Now, for the present moment, for this moment that I am living now, what must I do? Now, very seldom you'll find a person thinking constructively in this way. I think, if I do this, this will happen. He'll put his mind into such a tangent that it is difficult for him to come out of it. He'll confuse himself, complicate himself, put himself into deeper and deeper confusion. I don't say we don't take the necessary precaution. We take the necessary precaution and then leave it to Allah Ta'ala. See, in this world, remember, nothing is risk-free. Tell me there's one thing in this world that's risk-free. You're eating food, possibly someone put some poison inside there. There's some risk there also. So there isn't a thing in this world that is risk-free. There must be some risk. You're driving, you may get involved in accidents, you may die. So you leave driving. You start off an investment, that thing may just collapse. My 1 million is gone. Hey, what must I do? So everything in this world will have a risk, will have a chance. You just have to go by it and trust in Allah Ta'ala. Look at the permissibility and then trust Allah Ta'ala and carry on. The Quran Sharif shows this. Yaqub alayhi salam sends his youngest son Binyamin and he says, Alayhi tawakkaltu wa alayhi falyatawakkalil mutawakkilun. I'm sending him, but I trust in Allah Ta'ala. Fallahu khayrun hafiza wa huwa arhamur rahimin. He sends him and he reads this. I entrust him to Allah Ta'ala. Yes. The risk is there. He stands the risk. Arsilu ma'ana ghaday yarta'a wa yalab. Send Yusuf alayhi salam. He'll play around and eat nicely and all that. And he says, أَخَافُ أَن يَأْكُلَهُ الذِّئِبُ. There is a risk there. See the risk. I fear that the wolf will devour him. But then too he sends. He lost the one child and he still sends the second child also. He knows he's a risk. But in spite of that, he goes with it. So this world will have its risk. It will have its risk. Now don't worry about what happened in the past. And don't worry too much. Don't go too deep into the future. You won't get to do anything. You take the necessary steps, the necessary measures, you ask the necessary advice and carry on with your life. With your life, everybody's life. Your life will be a pleasure, everybody's life will be a pleasure, it will be pleasant. And remember, have your faith and your trust planted in Allah Ta'ala. Aksar jo musibat insaan ke upar parti hai, wo ek dusre ke upar umeed aur bharosa rakhne ki wajah se hoti hai. The major problems that come in this world is because we have expectations. Iske saath ye hai, iske saath ye umeed bandi hui hoti hai. I didn't expect it from him. I didn't expect it of him. How could he do such a thing to me? So you're not supposed to be having expectations with people. Expectations you must have with Allah Ta'ala. You know that Ramzan dua, فَتَقَبَّلْ minni, and you hear that hadith, ihtisaban, man sama ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban. Qama ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban. To expect that reward, that you must do with Allah Ta'ala. Expect. Do the work and expect. Allah Pak wants you to do that. That is why it says ihtisab. You made that Taraweeh namaz, now you make dua and maghfirah, Allah Pak, we didn't do it well. We didn't do it how we're supposed to be doing it. But we also have that expectation, Allah Pak, please kabul, make this kabul, accept this. So you must have that expectation. Ramzan, Roza, then Taraweeh namaz, tahajjud, Quran recitation. You must do it and also have that expectation with Allah Pak. Allah Pak likes it, He wants it. He wants us to have expectation in Him. Right? That is why Bukhari Sharif also, it's that at the time of difficulty and constraints, to expect and to hope for expansion is a great thing. Allah Pak likes that. And at the time of constraints and difficulty, you hope for expansion, Allah Pak will easing up things for you. Rather than you think, things are not happening for me, not working out, everything is just falling apart. Allah Pak doesn't want you to do that. He wants you to expect of Him. You take the necessary steps, not too elaborate. Ajmilu fit talab, little bit of striving, but you must have watawakkalu wali, trust in Him and have your expectation in Him. I'm doing something. Allah Pak will see me right. He will take care of Him, of me. And when you think you are too intelligent, I'll apply my brains and I'll apply my systems, everything will start cracking, everything will start collapsing. Allah Pak will say, well, you think you're too intelligent, you carry on, you see how far you're going. And when you're doing something and you leave it to Allah Pak, Allah Pak says, now this person is trusting me. So I must see that his things work out, because he's trusting on me, he's relying on me. So I will see to it that his things are working out for him. So this is the third thing. Min husni isnamil mar'i tarku ma la ya'ni. You ask yourself, I'm doing this. Isme deen ka koi fayda hai? या दुनिया का कोई फायदा है या नहीं, इज देयर एनी दीनी फायदा और दुनियावी फायदा, इफ देयर इज नो दीनी फायदा नो दुनिया फायदा देन व्हाई मस्ट आई गो इनटू इट, सिंपल क्वेश्चन, हज़रत जी मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम से आस्क योरसेल्फ दिस, इसमें दीन का फायदा है या दुनिया का फायदा है, इफ देयर इज नो दीनी फायदा नो दुनिया फायदा देन लीव इट आउट. आई डोंट से नाउ इट्स बिकम सो ड्राई दैट यू डोंट इवन जोक, कैन जोक विद पीपल दैट अंडरस्टैंड यू, पीपल आर हॉट हेडेड वेरी सीरियस नाउ, डोंट जोक विद देम because they will misconstrue your joke, they become a fight just now, a wife and children, they are the right people to joke with. Now, you're not going to joke with them, you're going to go joke with someone outside the masjid and he may get offended, start hitting you after that. So go and joke with the right people, amuse them, nothing wrong with that, what's wrong? Relax, go and talk with them, joke with them, amuse yourself with them, let them amuse themselves with you. We should sit around with Sahib Rahmatullahi. He knew us well, so there was a nice acquaintance, mango season. So he just makes a small slit on the mango and he squirts it onto you. And some student will squirt it onto him also. So we should be amusing ourselves. He should be amusing himself. He didn't have children living with him. But a little bit of amusement, but with people that have the same understanding. If someone is very strict, he's very dry, then don't try it with him. He may just crack because he's dry, you see. Someone is a little bit moist, easy to get along, you know, jolly and all that, is your type, and he doesn't take exception, etc. It's all right, but within parameters, within the limits, don't go beyond the limit. So you feel relieved, you feel nice, and you want to do more ibadat, right? You do it with that intention. Rasulullah is standing for tahajjud, and then at some part of the time, if he's tired, and he tells her, Aisha, Kallimini ya Humaira. Humaira is Aisha's name, title. Just talk to me a little bit. Why? To create a little bit more freshness. You went through one whole phase of ibadat. So there's an exertion, right? We read about 5 siparas. So he's reading Surah Baqarah, Ali Imran, Surah Nisa, so much he's reading. So, and to teach us also that, see, you'll feel a little bit tired. So get yourself refreshed. You get yourself refreshed. A lot of times you'll find it. Now, while reading namaz or something, you're feeling sleepy. And you put your head on the pillow, the sleep is not coming. So that's a false sleep. So that you need to just refresh yourself. Go around, just walk, go into the cool, come back and carry on. See, that's a false alarm. Now, women have nowadays false alarm. False signal, they say. Yeah. So, that little bit of amusement, but with people that will appreciate, will enjoy it. Not people that don't enjoy these things. They don't appreciate it. They're too serious. And not people that are not of your age. An old man and you're joking with him, he won't appreciate it, right? He's not of your age, you don't joke with him. So if your age, around your age, or if he's an old man but he's understanding, if he's old but he's understanding, it's alright. But if he's not understanding at all, just now he'll feel, what are you doing here? So this is a third level. You don't become so dry that you just crack and break for everything. Dunya faida, deen faida. Now and then you just cheer yourself up. And the need to cheer yourself up is to brighten your spirit. You can carry on further. You need to brighten your spirit, to open your spirit, open your heart. Now and then, right? Like they say, rawihu qulubakum sa'atan fa sa'atan. Now and then just brighten your spirits. رَوِّحُوا قُلُوبَكُمْ سَاعَةً فَسَاعَةً. Now and then just brighten your spirits, open your spirits up. We're living in this world, so we need to do it. We need to brighten our spirits. Sometimes Sahaba Kiram amusing Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The brightening, you see. That Umar Radiallahu Anhu sees Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a serious state. He's making a little bit of a jolly statement. So he's brightening the spirit up. He's opening it up. But now that person must be understanding, like I say, your age, understanding of the same wavelength, all that, then it's all right. Otherwise, the person takes it negatively, you think, what I went to do and what happened? I only joke with you, what happened now? See? So, this third thing is not to waste the time. Time, correct time management. See, when a person has got correct time management, he can do a lot of things. A lot of things he can do. He can achieve millions of things he can achieve. But just that your time must be, you must be managing the time correctly. Other more, Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah, had the Shaykh ul-Hind, Mahmood al-Hassan Sahib, as his guest. That his ustad, a great buzurg, he treat him as his senior, as his elder, and his ustad. And he should say that Shaykh ul-Hind, لو غلط کہتے ہیں شیخ العالم ہونا چاہے. They should say that he is an alim that is sufficient to see the needs of the entire world. Just Shaykh ul-Hind is not the right word for him. Now such a great and noble person he's got as a guest. Now, as he's entertaining him, now the thought strikes his mind that at this time I do my Bayan al-Quran, tafsir, you see. And this work now, what am I going to do with it? So I thought to myself that the right thing is to tell my ustad. Hazrat, you know what, at this time I do a little bit of tafsir. What must I do? Now I got such a great person, and in the meanwhile this is my ma'mool. What must I do? So immediately the Shaykh ul-Hind rahmatullah says, کہ میری وجہ سے آپ تمہارے معمولات میں کسی قسم کی خلل نہ ڈالو. Because of my of entertaining me, don't allow any interruption in your work. So I went, I wrote a few lines and I came back. So that معمول that معمول that I've set up for myself, there is no interruption in the معمول. See that معمول to continue it. And in the time, that in the slot that you have got for it, you do it in that same slot. Then that barakat flows through. But you're doing it with interruptions, you'll find that barakat doesn't flow. See that some of the reasons why you find it difficult to continue with your ma'mulat is there isn't an even flow. Doing it, not doing it, doing it, not doing it, doing it one time, doing it some other time. So then you won't have that type of even flow. But if you're doing it all the time and you fixed your times, you know, you're managing your time correctly, you'll find that the barakat is just moving all the time. All the time. You're just getting that barakat all the time. So this is the third line we should be checking. I told you niyat. Then the second one is man salim al muslimun, you know, and the third line we need to check is min husni islam al mar'i tarku ma la ya'ni. And the fourth line, the fourth check now, you know, you've got checks and balances. You first take it to an ordinary bookkeeper, then you take it to perhaps an accountant, you know, and then you take it to a, you know, registered accountant, he must sign. So now you're seeing your uplang, everything is all absolutely clear, you know. They can't catch you for any uplang, right? Don't you take all the precautions? You take all the precautions. One line, second line, third line, they mustn't catch you. From anywhere, they mustn't catch you. Okay? Prepare yourself. One friend of mine's, even people are clever in business, you see. So he didn't pay the receiver, I don't know, for years, the uplang and all, he got all stashed away. He didn't pay them. So they trying, and he's too smart for them. Everywhere they're cornering him, and he's... So one of those people that are interrogating, he's asking, but you know, you're a Muslim, aren't you? Yeah. But what about your zakat? What were you doing for the zakat all the years? So he kept quiet. So why are you keeping quiet? So, no, it's a secret, you know. It's a secret. See these chaps, how smart they are. It's a secret. What's a secret? So now, but you must just, I need to, you know, you must keep my secret. Kya kehte isko? Someone keeps your secret? Huh? Yeah. Huh? Yeah, confidential. You mustn't divulge the secret, don't divulge. You know, it's a promise, we won't divulge the secret. Now, he's taking his corner, this person. So the truth is this, for all the years I didn't pay my zakat. Yeah, I've got it. If he's going to say, what is he going to say? What is he going to say now? He's got nothing to say. So we have these lines of checks and balances. In everything, you must have the checks and balances. Everything. And the last line is Al-halalu bayyinun wal-haramu bayyinun wa bayinahuma mushtabihat. Both are clear. Halal is clear, haram is clear. In between is all the doubtful things. وَبَيْنَهُمَا مُشْتَبِهَاتٍ. So, as though Rasulullah is saying here, as though this imams are saying, not Rasulullah, imams are saying, that this is representing court of your deen. If you do this, you're saved court of your deen. Niyat is right. Then your relationship with people is right. Then your time management is right. You know, on the day of Qiyamah, man will not be able to move. He will not be able to move until he answers those 4 or 5 questions. 2 is related to time. Your age and your youth, both what are they related to? Both are related to time. Your age and your youth, both are related to time. See? And then the last one is that halal is clear, haram is clear. You know what is halal? What is, like I say, water everybody knows is clear. Fruit, everybody. Nobody asks that, Mawlana, to eat tomatoes is permissible. Anybody came and asked you. Nobody comes and asks you that. It's clear that there's no clear cut. But definitely in between there is some doubtful thing. Now, you know, mine is not absolutely clear. وَبَيْنَهُمَا مُشْتَبِهَات. So this, I say this مُشْتَبِهَات, how you make it out? You make it out that if you look at it from one dimension, it seems to be permissible. Like I say, you go to the beach. Simple example, right? So from one dimension, you look permissible. Allah Baqs Qudrat, أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالْفُلْكِ الَّتِي تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ. See, what ayats you can quote and see. Isn't it? You can talk about it. You can, you know, you can justify anything you want to justify. You can justify. You can justify it. So you say, no, I'm looking at the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. But you look at it from the different dimensions. Hey, there's something not right here. If my sheikh was here, I wouldn't want him to see me here in this place. If my ustad or my sheikh or 10 buzrugs were here that know me very, very well, and they see me around in this company, I won't like to be seen in this. Then you ask yourself, but you don't want to be seen here like this, then how can you enjoy Allah by looking at you in this condition? If you can't enjoy and you can't stand this Buzruganuddin seeing you in this condition, then can you also tolerate Allah Pak seeing you in this condition? You ask yourself. That's what this hadith means. Istafti qalb, ask your heart. That's the best balance. That will not mislead you. So that's the last one. And that's a little bit of a difficult one. It's everything you're doing, small or big, ask yourself. Right? I'm going to go do this business now. There's 1 million coming up on this business. But that means I have to talk to this person here and my takbir ula will go out. So from the one dimension, looking, hey, lucrative. Okay, 1 million in my pocket, I'll do this. Take everybody for Hajj and Umrah, whatever it is. And looking at it from a different dimension now, hey, I'll miss out my takbir ula, something will go out. Now, what do you do? You do the thing that is absolutely clear. Don't go for the doubtful thing. Don't ever go for the thing that is doubt. Allah Pak will give it to you in a more respectful way. But remember that when you leave a thing of doubt, Allah Pak will replenish you with a much more respectable way. This thing, Sheikh Obama, he writes one kitab, Adab al-Ulama or something. He's got one story there. These kitabs of Adab, you must read. See, someone asked Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi that a person knows fiqh, etc. What do you propose for him? He must go deep into fiqh. What must he learn? So, no, I say he must go and learn adab. He must go and learn adab. Abu Hanifa, who is the founder of fiqh, so as to say, you know. But he says he must go and learn adab. Because you got the laws, but what is the application? You know, you need to understand application. These people had the application. This Mashaykh and Busruganuddin, they had the application. They will tell you where this thing falls, how it falls and where it falls. And if you don't have them, then you will be doing your own thing and you will feel that you're doing right. يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ سُنَّةً. Minus this Rijal, this Mashaykh and Busruganuddin, you will feel like this. And you know, if you look at the Quran Sharif, this Mashaykh and all these things existed always. لَوْلَا يَنْهَاهُمُ الرَّبَّانِيُونَ وَالْأَحْبَارِ. Ahbar is ulama. What is Rabbaniyun? The tarjuma, they got mashayikh. What? They got mashayikh. One is ulama and one is mashayikh. So there was suluk that time also. So these two structures, Allah Pak had it. Allah Pak had it for the guidance of people. And that is why Allah Pak said, لَوْ لَا يَنْهَاهُمُ الرَّبَّانِيُّونَ وَالْأَحْبَارُ. Why didn't the mashayikh and the ulama advise them? Why didn't they stop them from the wrong? So these structures were there for the people's protection. So we shouldn't be feeling that this suluk and all is a new thing, is an invented thing. No, it was there in the Bani Israel also. Allah Pak knows that both structures are required. Right, like for a proper traffic control, you need a traffic officer, right? But you need also someone else. Also, someone can advise you. This is the roads you must take. What will be better for you? What will be better? What will be more cost effective? Two people you have. One is the traffic officer. So one will be, you have that ulama also, and one is who's going to advise you about the roads, which times, which places, how, where, why not, why. You know, they'll give you all the detailed explanations. So then you find out this whole traffic is going well. But you only have the traffic officer, then it becomes too stringent. But you have both, then you have blended it well. So this fourth level is of this mushtabihat. And in this mushtabihat, this is how you work it out. That from one dimension it seems to be permissible and right. From the other dimension, it seems to be impermissible and incorrect. Now, what do I do? So Rasulullah was saying that if you leave that out that was doubtful, you have saved your deen and you have saved your integrity. But the moment you went and interfered with that, you have interfered with your deen. Gone. Your deen is gone. Your respect is gone. Your integrity is gone. So these are the four lines of checks and balances we need to pass when you're doing things. It's easy. Now, then too, if something seems to be complicated, then we ask an alim. But these are the primary four lines of checks and balances that every Muslim needs to check. I was reading that incident, you know. People think they're smart, you see. He's a student, and this is an alim. So he thinks he's smart now. So he's asking that alim. The alim is telling him, you know, the new ustad or perhaps whatever it was. He said, "Tumhe sharam nahi aati." یہ ادب کے خلاف ہے. This is against ادب. یہ تو ادب کے خلاف ہے کہ کھانے کو کھلے طور پر اب لے کر کے چلے جاؤ. Imagine now the mango season just started now. One poor person got a nice box of mangoes all open. You can see it's ripe, delicious, you know, just freshly cut. And you're just taking it past people that are poor. How they feel? How will they feel? They don't feel nice about it. They also have feelings. See, what we fail to understand is that we feel that the feelings in them is dead. They don't have, only we have feelings. They don't have any temptation. But you close it up, you conceal it and go. The better thing was to share with them, but you don't have the heart to share with them. Then at least conceal the thing. See? Don't display that well. This is where people's intentions go bad. They go off. So the student turns around. See, Ustad is explaining him that this is against adab. So the student, he retorts, he backs answers, you know, back chatting. And people feel, I'm sharp, I'm smart, I can look at it in a better way. So he says, aapko sharam nahi aati, dusre ke khane ko tikta hai? You got no shame that you're staring to people's food? You're staring at people's food? See now how he looks at it. See that perversion, you know, talking about perversion, this is the pervert. The mind is not right. It's upside down. Now, how are you going to advise such people? So these are the four lines of checks and balances you must do. When in deen, you know, these four lines of checks and balances, 95-98% of the time, inshallah, you won't go wrong. Otherwise, everything you have to keep asking, you have to keep asking. But you go through this, inshallah, you won't have problems. Allah Ta'ala tawfiq nasib.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب سيصلى نارا ذات لهب وامرأته حمالة الحطب في جيدها حبل من مسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم افتح لنا بالخير واختم لنا بالخير واجعل عواقبة أمورنا بالخير يا فتاح وبك نستعين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلق محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين. Amen.